Climate scientists talk a lot about the number 1.5 degrees Celsius. They say once the planet warms that much, bad things happen. So we need to do everything we can to avoid crossing that line. But what if that's inevitable? And what if it happens in the next 10 years? The United Nations says that's where we're headed. WBUR's environmental correspondent Barbara Moran spends a lot of time thinking about climate change and how we talk about warming. She's prepared this essay.
I remember sitting on my couch, reading the UN's latest climate report. And it completely freaked me out. It was that number, 1.5 degrees Celsius. The report said we'd hit it by the early 2030s. And that means points of no return, like almost all the coral reefs dying, ice sheets getting really wobbly, and rising seas drowning some island nations. I thought maybe I was reading the numbers wrong. So at the press conference releasing the report, I asked about it.
Okay, the next question. This is a question from Barbara Moran. Based on the current science, when do you expect the global temperature to exceed 1.5 degrees Celsius over pre-industrial levels?
One of the report's authors, an Irish scientist named Peter Thorne, answered. He was pretty blunt.
Almost irrespective of our emissions choices in the near term, we will probably reach 1.5 degrees in the first half of the next decade.
He said the real question is whether we overshoot it by a little bit and come back down.
Or whether we go blasting through 1.5 degrees, go through even 2 degrees and keep on going.
But after the report came out, something weird happened. Most climate scientists and journalists didn't change their tune. They were still saying we could avoid hitting 1.5. They kept saying things like, we need to act now, or it's getting harder, but still technically possible. Technically possible? Like if aliens appear with magic tools that fix climate change? I felt like I was being gaslit by climate scientists. So I called up a few and I asked them, what's the deal? What I heard over and over is that they're telling us, and I think themselves, a story to keep from falling into despair. They're worried that the reality is too depressing to say out loud. They don't want people to give up hope. I get it. I do the same thing sometimes. The other day, I was talking to my 13-year-old son about coral reefs and how most of them would probably die. And then I looked up and saw tears in his eyes. So I did what a lot of moms do. I stopped. I told him the coral reefs would be okay, even though I know that's not true. But I just couldn't bear to see him so sad. The climate crisis is really scary. But I don't think obscuring reality is helping anybody. So I'm here to tell climate scientists and my fellow climate journalists to knock it off. If my son and his friends think the coral reefs will be okay, the reefs are doomed. If he knows the truth, maybe he'll become a biologist who tries to save them. When people know what they're up against, a lot of them will be sad. I'm sad. But I think many will rise to the occasion and take action. And I think that's the only way we'll make it. Thank you.
Thank you.